You are Locked On MLB, your daily podcast on Major League Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Wednesday, April 25th, and this will be remembered as Ronald Acuña Jr. Day, at least in Atlanta and across Major League Baseball for a couple days, and then we'll move on and think about something else. But it's the start of the Acuña era in Atlanta and Major League Baseball. It's a lot of pressure on him, the top prospect, but everything he's done so far has earned that. So we're going to spend today talking Ronald Acuña Jr. on Locked On MLB, your daily podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Tommy Stokey. So we're going to talk Braves and Acuña, and then we're also going to talk about what it means for the Braves moving forward, whether it's this year and beyond. And then we'll end with a quick third segment just on a couple injuries across the league. But Braves heavy today because today is all about Ronald Acuña Jr. So who is this guy? He is the top prospect, but what do we know about him? Well, we know he's the youngest player in Major League Baseball now. He's 20. He is younger than his teammate, Ozzy Albies. I saw going around Twitter today that people are pointing out that they combined are younger than Bartolo Colon. And I think we might be getting more of that because Bartolo Colon keeps getting older and keeps playing. So Acuña, we know the big story this spring was that they didn't call him for service time reasons. I'm going to send out a PSA asking for everybody to stop using the same lame service time jokes and AAA jokes, and I probably am guilty of using them in the past. So, but I'm grown up now. I'm not using them anymore because they're all dumb. And when Nick Senzel comes up and people use them, they're going to still be dumb. So I agree that, you know, service time manipulation sucks for the player. But unless you're offering a solution, save your dumb jokes and make them about something else. But anyway, Acuña, a 305 career hitter in the minors, 374 on base. Last season in 2017, he had 21 home runs and 557 at-bats. Again, doesn't turn 21 in December, and he's considered the top prospect by pretty much everyone, unless you count Shohei Ohtani. Some people put him up there. He's up now after a slow start in AAA. The Braves weren't necessarily hurt by his absence because Preston Tucker played well in the meantime. So again, we can't use the joke of, oh, they would have been, you know, 14-8 without him or with him instead of what, 12-10. So it's a good time because Tucker was starting to cool off, and Tucker becomes a valuable, potentially valuable bench bat from the left hand side. He's probably, this debut is probably as looked forward to of any prospect since Chris Bryant. Bryant was another one that the service time manipulation came up pretty much the day he was allowed to. Part of that was because that's when Mike Olt got hurt, so they really did need a third baseman, even though I guess you could say they needed a third baseman if Mike Olt was your third baseman. But there were concerns about Bryant's defense. There were concerns about his swing and miss, so he wasn't quite as surefire, like we know this guy's going to be this good, you know, because of some of those issues. I don't know that Acuña has those issues. He is considered five tools. He's dominated everywhere. He dominated this spring. He had 432 in 16 games, four home runs. So, you know, we'll see. Although we have to send the reminder that Mike Trout was not good when he first came up, and he's turned out to be okay too. So, as always, patience with these guys. It takes time to learn. It takes time to adjust. Most of the time, pitchers will adjust first. They're big leaguers. So Acuña will just have to adjust back at some point. You know, Dansby Swanson was really good when he first came up. Then the league kind of adjusted. He didn't. And now here, this season, it looks like he has again. So I don't know what my expectations are for Acuña. I just know that I would want him on my fantasy team, and I would want to play him every day because I think he's going to be very good. But I also understand that he might not be the MVP this year. And even I say that half jokingly, but you know, is he going to be what Cody Bellinger was last year? I mean, that would be a lot. Same with Aaron Judge. So even if he's not that, he still can be very good. But it is it's fun and it's easy to get caught up in that talent and dream about what he might turn into. So let's look at the Braves specifically. And one of the things I didn't mention last segment was, you know, Acuña comes with the confidence that you need, and it's going to rub some people the wrong way. I am glad that I believe baseball is getting kind of away from those old rules, but I like it when Acuña says to ESPN, I want to be Mike Trout. Depending on who you talk to, some people said he could be that. Some people, I've heard comparisons to Manny Ramirez as far as a hitter goes. So, I mean, this guy's going to be the real deal. And now you plug him into this lineup, and what does it look like? You know, today's lineup, you have, you know, Ender Inciarte, Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, your top three. Some feel like eventually it'll be Ozzie, Acuña, Freeman. But you have your future in center, second base, first base. You've got Acuña in left. He's not going anywhere. And you've got Swanson at short. So there's your core. You have third base. Today was Johan Camargo. He could be that guy, but probably not. Probably better as a utility guy. So in the future, you're looking at whether it's Austin Riley or a free agent or a trade, you're looking at you need an upgrade at third base. Right field, you need an upgrade. You have Nick Markakis in the last year of his deal. The Braves fans are dreaming on Bryce Harper. Sure, maybe. They also have Christian Pache coming up. They have Dustin Peterson as an option. Some people are very high on him. I heard a comparison last year from someone who said that he could be Clint Frazier, or he was as good as Clint Frazier at one time before he got hurt. So you need a right fielder. And then you probably need a catcher. The catching is, you know, you have Alex Jackson, who is coming around and showing better signs since the trade from Seattle, but you might need help there. But otherwise, your core is pretty much all here, and you're going to have the money to spend, or you should have the money to spend. You have the prospects to trade and to fill in those gaps. But to have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, to have those five set guys that you know, center and left are covered, first base and middle of the order bat is covered, and then, you know, a talented shortstop in Swanson, that's pretty good. And there, you know, the caveat of Dansby could, you know, go back to what he was last year. Ozzie has been good for a couple weeks. There's no saying that he's going to be that good all year. I believe that they're both going to be very good, but chances it doesn't happen as well. So for the Braves moving forward, I think the questions are going to be in the pitching staff. I think that's where you're going to determine when this team is going to take that turn and be a playoff contender. This year, I believe, is a big transition year in the rotation to figure out what you have. You are, you know, you're throwing out Brandon McCarthy there to fill a spot. What is Julio Teheran going to be? Does he build up value and then you trade him? Does he end up sliding down and becoming your third or fourth option? You know, you have to figure out what you have in guys like Sean Newcomb, Mike Foltynewicz, Luis Gohara. You know, maybe Max Fried gets a chance in their rotation. The part with the Braves pitching is, as good as it is, it's very young. And former general manager John Coppola used to always say the young ones get there early, and he was super aggressive with everybody in the minors. But Alex Anthopoulos, the new general manager, has already said he wouldn't have been as aggressive in the system as the previous regime was. So what does that mean for the Colby Allards and Mike Sorokas of the world? Do they debut this year, or do they not come up until next year? And if those guys don't come up until next year, now you're going through the growing pains of being a rookie in 2019 instead of 2018, which I think pushes the clock back just a little bit. Now, they could come up and dominate. That can happen. And 2019 could be a playoff year or a wild card year. I think it looks like 500 next year, and 2020 would be when you're looking at this team saying they're going to win the division. Now, this year could be the version where the Cubs in 2015, when Bryant got called up, made the playoffs and got swept by the Mets, and that was kind of their fast learning curve. And then 2016, they go on and win the World Series, make some additions here and there, but they have to figure out what they have in their with their pitching. They have to figure out what they have now, what they have in the minors. And then there has to be, or there, I'm sure there's going to be a trade, because not all those guys are going to work out. Maybe you go get more established players, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball, position players, or it's a Chris Archer type or a Michael Fulmer type or somebody more proven and established than these 19, 20, 21-year-olds. The good news is I think the Braves can do this year is where they can transition some of those guys to the bullpen, because the bullpen's been overworked and not very good. You can, Max Fried, throw him in the bullpen and he can fill some innings this year if you're still competing in that bullpen role. And if not, if he does well, maybe you keep him there next year and there's a cheap, good young bullpen piece there instead of going out and spending on the bullpen. So even if some of these arms don't work out as starters, I see them working out in relief roles, and ultimately that's a good thing for the Braves. So the depth is going to help in some fashion. I just wonder how aggressive Anthopoulos will be, because these guys are going to have to go through a learning curve of some kind. So if your rotation is full of all these top 100 prospects, that's great, but they're still going to have to go through adjustments and take some bumps, which to me pushes back their timeline to 500-ish, maybe outside wildcard chance in 2019. And they could do it this year too. They could have a chance at the wildcard if they keep playing like this. But then really 2020 being that this team is division worthy, and if you're worthy of winning a division, I think you're worthy of winning the World Series, because if you get there, anything can happen. But I'm also kind of the belief that you got to lose before you win. So if they get there in 19 and lose, go through that learning experience like the Cubs, then 2020 could be that year. Otherwise, 2020, 2021. And that sounds scary, and the Braves fans are like, man, we've been losing for so long, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be more fun to watch. They're going to be more competitive, and they're going to have a chance. I think this year, they're already more fun to watch this year. I think they'll have a chance next year to make that postseason and crack it, and I think 2020 they'll be looked at as the favorites. All right, let's wrap today up with just a couple injuries across baseball. One, Chris Bryant still not back. I think that's a smart decision. There's no reason to rush him back. I know that they're not calling it a concussion. They're saying that he's passed all of his stuff, but that's still not something that you want to mess with. Give him that extra day. Give him that 2 extra days, whatever. Even if you want to put him on the 10-day DL as a precaution, I don't mind that either. I know some fans aren't happy. Like, if he's cleared all this stuff, throw him in there. If he's not cleared, then why are you saying that he is? Whatever. Take the precautious route with Chris Bryant. So he was not in the lineup again on Wednesday. We'll see if he's back in there Thursday, but I wouldn't want to rush that back. Adrian Beltre hit the DL for the Texas Rangers, hamstring injury. Not sure on that timeline, but the Rangers are going to get younger, and that season is going to keep getting worse, I think. They didn't quite sell, but they also didn't buy. This offseason kind of stood pat, buy low options. We'll see how fast the sale goes and who goes and what they do. They still have some young pieces there where I don't think it has to be a complete teardown. But they're in a tough spot there in the AL West. Milwaukee Brewers first baseman Eric Thames, DL, could miss 2 months with a torn UCL in his thumb. Hurt himself on a diving attempt in the eighth inning, I think, on Tuesday. Big loss for them. in terms of middle of the order bat, especially against right-handers. They have some depth at first base with Jesus Aguilar. I believe they'll probably bring up Choi maybe and give him a look there. But they also have Ryan Braun who can play there, which helps with their outfield depth. So it looked like it was going to be a problem to fit all the outfielders and first basemen in, but as we always learn in baseball, those problems usually sort themselves out for one reason or another, whether it's performance or injury. And then our last one, Tim Beckham to the DL with a groin strain for the Baltimore Orioles. That's also not great news for a team that hasn't found much good news. So those are some injury updates fantasy-wise. Obviously, the big story here is getting Ronald Acuna in your lineup, and I don't remember who said it on Twitter, but I thought that it was funny and appropriate that he said, instead of giving you advice on Ronald Acuna for your fantasy team, if he's out there on the free agent wire, don't pick him up and instead just quit your league because there's no reason he shouldn't have been owned. So there's your fantasy advice for the day. You can find all our stuff at LockedOnMLB.com. Follow me on Twitter, Stokey Tommy, and check us out on iTunes. Subscribe and rate, as well as Spotify and Google Play.